In East Chicago, politicians appear to be happy with the results from the visit by EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Governor Eric Holcomb.
The collaboration, I think, is working. It means we are here and we are staying and we're not going to leave until we get the job done, and then we'll be here a little longer.
U.S. Senator Joe Donnelly.
This is not one day or one issue. This is about making sure that every child and family in East Chicago knows that when they drink a glass of water, that it's safe, and it will be. That when they play in their backyard, that they don't have to worry about lead contamination. That our school system here, Superintendent McNulty, will know that we'll make this right with our school here, so that a system that's lost over 400 kids already, we hope we'll be in a position not to lose any more.
State Senator Lonnie Randolph represents East Chicago.
And we're hopeful that with the attention that we're getting now and the focus that's being made on all these key officials, I'm very thankful to our governor.
Clean water! Now!
But activists who are fighting to make sure that residents get the help they need are concerned.
And then to say that you want to cut the guidelines of EPA because they're too strict, that's a problem.
That's right.
Because then you're out to help the industries and not the people who voted you in.
Despite the concerns by some residents in East Chicago, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt says they plan to make things right.
And the reason I'm here is because it's important that we restore confidence for the people here in this community that we're going to get it right going forward. That they can have confidence in their water quality, they can have confidence in land remediation, and the valuations of properties and the opportunities in the community are restored.
In East Chicago, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.